Israelhouse.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Not saying a thing so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After striking back against Iran, Secretary of State Antony Blinken just said,
I'm not going to speak to that, except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
And Blinken also condemned Iran's weekend barrage of missiles and drones that mostly failed or were shot down. As for Israel's response, Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Tel Aviv it was in central Iran.
Near the Natanz nuclear facility. Now, we should point out the site was not hit in the strike, and it appeared that a nearby airbase was the target. Iranian state media so far really downplaying this strike. They've reported the explosions were from the Iranian air defense system.
A statement of G7 nations just out is calling on Israel and Iran and its proxies to prevent further escalation. Police in New York City made more than 100 arrests, breaking up an anti-Israel protest.
Protesters against the violence in Gaza had set up an encampment on the New York campus of Columbia. And after 30 hours, the school's president contacted NYPD and asked them to clear it out. The daughter of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was arrested in connection with the protest at Columbia.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump will soon return to court in New York, where a jury has been selected. They'll try today to choose the last five alternates in a criminal case he calls political persecution.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess.
He's charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. There's a new Fox poll in states and a Trump-Biden rematch, a tie in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
In Michigan, former President Trump leads President Biden 49-46. The poll finding former President Trump's advantage is mostly due to a 19-point lead with men. Independents favor him as well by 4 points, though President Biden is favored with suburban women by over 20 points. In Georgia, former President Trump leads by 6 points.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Hours before Israel's counterattack hitting Iran, the UN took up the cause of Palestinians as Israel's war keeps raging in Gaza.
The United States voted against a Palestinian state's admission to the UN. As one of the UN Security Council's permanent members, the U.S. no vote blocks consideration by the General Assembly. U.S. alternate representative to the U.N., Robert Wood, says the U.S. won't support unilateral measures against a two-state solution, which include...
That Gaza cannot be a platform for terrorism. There should be no Israeli reoccupation of Gaza, and the size of Gaza's territory should not be reduced.
A Palestinian representative says the resolution would have given his people hope and an opportunity for peace in the region. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, so the selling could continue for the S&P 500, which has dropped 5 days in a row and is on pace for its worst week of the year. However, the Dow rose 22 points yesterday. This is a big day for Swifties.
I was supposed to be sent away, but...
That is the new song, Fortnite. The opening track to her new album that just dropped today.
The Tortured Poets Department is Taylor Swift's 11th album, and it includes 16 tracks, plus a different bonus track on 4 versions of the album, so it's a mixed bag of goodies for Swifties. At different stops of her Eras tour, she announced the titles of those bonus tracks, which include The Manuscript, The Bolter, The Albatross, and The Black Dog. Post Malone and Florence and the Machine are two contributors on the album. Fans speculate the album is about Swift's 6-year relationship to English actor Joe Alwyn. Both stars kept the relationship out of the public eye. The back of the first version of the album reads, "I love you, it's ruining my life."
That's Michelle Polino. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Former substitute teacher at Decatur Public Schools accused of having inappropriate relations with a minor. Allie Bardfield charged with criminal sexual assault of a child. She was arrested after the victim's mother reporting the incident to police. Records say Bardfield and the minor exchanging text messages after the child spent the night at her former Mount Zion home in March 29. Illinois lawmakers advancing a plan designed to improve network adequacy standards for health insurance companies. State reps passing a measure that will require insurance companies to notify patients of the anticipated date health care providers leave their network. Legislation also calls on insurers to provide contact information for patients to dispute inaccurate charges. Decades-old decision, one step closer to having an outcome in Champaign County. Wednesday, Savoy Board of Trustees approved an agreement giving the village more than $860,000 in county funds. Village officials want to use the money to convert the train crossing at Curtis Road and Dunlap Avenue into a viaduct so cars can pass under the tracks. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And a good morning. It is Friday as we launch the weekend. This is April 19. Nice and cool this morning.
Yeah.
Our meteorologist is Greg Solier, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. And Kurt Lenshaw, like a good neighbor, Kurt and State Farm are there. And so's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Good morning, yep, sir. Yep. How are
good
you?
Good morning there, Mr. J. And Ms. Ducey.
Yeah. It was blowing around pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we got much rain in Champaign-Urbana, though.
No, we did not. And the brunt of it all was really just west and south of us, McLean County, Bloomington, Normal, down to not too far north and east of about Lake Shelbyville. There were several reports of hail and some damaging wind and some quick downpours there. But most of the gauges in our general neck of the woods were in fairly good order around here, as expected, and we'll probably and continue on for that matter into this drier, a little more seasonal setup on moisture into next week. A little on the cool side. Following week, big warm-up is slated, and again, some hit-and-miss shower prospects. So we think now more even-keeled and moisture, better windows of opportunity, and warming air and soil temperatures here in the next 10 to 15 days. So some good news with the agribusiness folks certainly in mind across the area. Out the door this morning, it's a kind of a more typical April feel as opposed to 50s and 60s of late. 43 Willard and Savoy, 45 Danville, 42 at Rantoul, to 47 at St. Louis, to 42 back up at Kankakee. Forecast for the day today, kind of a partly sunny, breezy, coolish day's worth of weather. Should be about 64, 65 this time of the year. Just 58 today with a northwest breeze, 12 to 24 and gusty. Skies will turn partly sunny as the later morning and afternoon wears on. Cloudiness for tonight in spots, low down to 39. Partly cloudy, cool for the day tomorrow. Temperatures better than 10 shy of normal at 53. That sets the stage for a fair, colder, and frosty night in some spots. Late tomorrow night, low down to 36. And a frost patch here Sunday morning, mostly sunny, 57. In the 60s, Monday, Tuesday, late Monday into Tuesday, a couple of rain showers around, will cool to near 60, but dry weather Wednesday, Thursday, good part of Friday, and again, a warm-up slated for next weekend and a couple of showers as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Off and running, April 19. Good to have you listening. Former Special Assistant to President Donald Trump, America First Policy Institute, Chief Communications Director. His name is Mark Lauder. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, fine. Overnight, Israel retaliated on Iran, if you're just waking up, hit some military sites. I thought it was more of a message to say, de-escalate, or we can hit you anywhere, anytime, and you don't want that. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I think it was obviously a very calculated, very targeted strike, but it did send a very real message to the Iranians that, you know, we can target you at will. And, Iran is the leading sponsor of terror in the world, and it's mostly directed at Israel. And it's whether it's Iranian proper, whether it is through their proxy groups. And what they did, from what these early indications are, is that they targeted both Iran itself, but also their proxy groups and other organizations in the Middle East, to basically send a very strong message that you're not ready to handle a conflict with Israel, but we're ready to handle it with you if you don't stop it.
And the response, Iran's downplaying, of course, and all of that. I'm just wondering how many of the people of Iran back the regime, like 10% maybe? I mean, they're kind of being held hostage by the mullahs, aren't they?
Absolutely, and we've seen it so many times over the years, in the last decade or so, that the Iranian people are ready to basically reclaim the greatness of that country that they enjoyed, you know, more than 50, 60, 70 years ago. I mean, it was such a rich culture, rich society, both obviously in terms of finances, but also their contributions to, you know, to world culture, to history. And it's been hijacked by radical Islamic terrorists who have struck the U.S., they've struck our allies, they've created havoc in the Middle East. And at some point, the world, and including the Iranian people, have got to say enough is enough. They are suffering under the economic weight of sanctions, under the weight of the mismanagement of their government. And but is it strong enough to topple that horrible regime and restore the Iran that was really a beacon of success? I mean, it's sad when you think about it. You look at countries like Venezuela, look at countries like Iran, even Cuba, that were once bustling and thriving and contributors on the world stage, and yet these leftist, far left groups have taken over and have turned these countries basically, you know, into third world nations, isolated, impoverished, and now obviously exporters of terror in the Middle East and around the world.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think Iran is Iraq, right? Iraq wasn't ready, I don't think, for what happened after Saddam Hussein, but certainly Iran's heritage. But it's been a while. It's been since 1979, right? I mean, it's been a while since Iran had much going on over there.
No, it's been a long time, and it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, but sometimes you have to make those mistakes. You know, I mean, take a look at what's going on in our own country right now. It's like, okay, well, you're living with the mistakes that you made. When you look at the border, you look at the crime, you look at the inflation, you look at the gas prices and grocery prices. Well, this is what the American people decided they wanted. Now they've decided they don't like it anymore. We have the opportunity to take it back. They don't as easily. But hopefully when you see things like this, when you see these kinds of attacks, just how weak these regimes are, that it's really time for the people to stand up and say, you know what, we deserve better. We want better. We want the change that, yeah, Americans can make at the ballot box, but we need to make the similar kinds of changes in our own country so we can start enjoying the great things about, you know, that we have in our culture and our region, and that they're a very rich nation in terms of natural resources, but have basically turned that against freedom, against the Middle East, against their neighbors, and at some point they have to say enough is enough.
Mark Lauder on the Tavins Towing phone line, former special assistant to President Trump, now with America's First Policy Institute. I mean, here in our country, we've always had people that have been disparaging America's the bad guy. Is the number growing? Because it does feel, or are they just getting media attention and everybody's on their phone?
Well, I think it's outsized media attention because I do think it's a very small minority. When you look at social media, when you look at the mainstream legacy media outlets, you know, you see the protests of the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorism groups that have taken control of the Democrat Party. But when you look at the polling, it's a very small percentage. The vast majority of Americans support Israel, but you don't see that when you look, because the radical woke, the squad, and those folks have taken over. They're shutting down airports in Chicago, yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge. They're blocking traffic in New York and Washington, D.C. And that's not the vast majority of the American people, but when you look at the mainstream media, you'd think that's commonplace.
Yep, yep, that's
right. And when you look at Joe Biden's policies, you think that that's commonplace because he's more aligned with them than he is the vast majority of Americans who support Israel.
I don't think I've asked you this question. Maybe you know. Who's running this? Who's pulling the strings? Who's having a way, way more formidable impression on my country? It's not Joe Biden. So who is it?
I do think he's basically held hostage by his radical left because he's got a very small, you know, I remember that old game of The Price is Right when you had the little red bar that you had to, like, you know, move to the price range that you thought the thing was.
Yeah.
Well, that red bar is Joe Biden's very slim level of support, most unpopular president in 70 years. And so every time he tries to move that bar to the left, well, people in the middle leave him.
Yep.
Every time he tries to move it to the middle, people on the left leave him. And he's got a very narrow window there, and he's trying to thread that needle, not doing it very well. He's actually costing himself both sides.
Mm.
But that just shows you how weakened he is, because he can't afford to lose any voters, let alone large swaths of voters. And so he's basically a hostage to his own incompetence.
Last question, who should Donald Trump pick as a vice presidential candidate?
Boy, you know, I wrote an op-ed on that recently, and it basically says that vice presidential candidates from both parties are one of four groups. You're either doing it for demographics, geographics, a specific policy area that you need help with, or you do it to unite the party. Well, he doesn't need policy. Geographic could be. He could take someone from a key state or a key region. I have a feeling when you see that he's surging with support among black voters and Hispanic and Latino voters, and you see people in the suburbs who are saying, I'm sick and tired of the gas, the groceries, the crime, the illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. So I think he adds someone, I don't know who that person is, but who can help bring support. Because at the end of the day, you don't vote for the vice president. The vice president may make it okay for you that you feel more comfortable, but ultimately you're still voting for the president of the United States. So I would think that he's probably going to go somewhere where you're adding voters that he wants that are already making that move, whether they're black voters, whether they're Hispanic voters, the suburban moms who've said, ugh, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't even question things that are being taught to my kids at school without being labeled a terrorist. Mm-hmm. And I think you bring that group back with that kind of a
but pick. You're not dropping me any names, right?
No, I'm not dropping you any names. Okay. I mean, I think the names that are out there are the names that we all hear, you know, whether it's Tim Scott, you know, a Marco Rubio, mm-hmm. Kristi Noem, an Elise Stefanik, someone along those lines, probably is, you know, where he's going, but you don't know. It could be a governor. It could be a Lee Zeldin in New York, also an American Jewish person, you know, who could be the first Jewish vice president. There's a number of ways he could go, but I have a feeling, you know, whoever he picks, we're going to support that person. And the key is we've got to get people back to going, you know what? We can do better than this. We were doing better than this. I wasn't having a problem paying my bills when Donald Trump was in office. Boy, I can't hardly keep up right now.
Hey, Mark, how can people connect with America First Policy Institute?
Go to AmericaFirstPolicy.com. You can find all the work that we're doing to prepare for that next America First president and administration. You can follow me at Mark with a C underscore Lauder on all the social media things.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you.
You bet. M-A-R-C, Mark Lauder, L-O-T-T-E-R, America First Policy Institute. ESPN 93.5, Cubs rained out. Cardinals were off. So baseball again coming tonight.
Well, an orange and blue Super Saturday, men's golf at Atkins. We've got the spring game at 1 at Memorial Stadium, and baseball against Northwestern at 4.
Yeah, lots going on campus for sure. You just walk around all day and catch it all.
Sounds great.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District has Earth Day tomorrow.
They do, and from 1 to 4, hit Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, because there's free events with music and food and lots of ways to go green. Again, urbanaparks.org.
And we have a Stever standby. We'll announce that coming up. Give you a chance to win something you probably need. You might. Stand by. We'll tell you all about that next. It's Friday, April 19. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze in Illinois, Champaign, event and vicinity, and a coolish spell of weather ahead for the weekend, but largely, if not completely, dry weather coming off the scattering of shower and thunderstorm activity. Yeah, got a little vigorous west and south of Champaign and Champaign County yesterday, late afternoon and into the evening hours. None of that foreseen anytime soon again. Partly sunny skies, up to 58 this afternoon with a northwest breeze, 12 to 24. And gusty. Considerable cloudiness for tonight, down to 39. North-northwesterly winds continue on. And another partly cloudy, cool day's worth of weather tomorrow. Northwesterly breezes. Highs just to about 53 degrees. That's better than 10 below average. Some patchy frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36. And some patchy frost start the day off on Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. Will moderate to 65 on Monday. Maybe a couple of showers around late Monday night and Tuesday at 64. Dry weather Wednesday, Thursday, good part of Friday. Highs upper 50s Wednesday. Low to mid 60s Thursday and Friday. And a chance for again late next week. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
Your Fox Business Minute coming up next is coming up on 720.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are losing ground. Crude oil prices are higher after Israel's limited retaliatory strikes against Iran. American Express shares are higher after its earnings easily topped forecasts, and cardholders are still spending. Procter & Gamble is reporting a mixed quarter earnings top forecast, though revenue was disappointing. The maker of Pampers and Tide says sales volume increased. P&G also is raising its dividend. Tesla is recalling more than 3,800 Cybertrucks for an issue with the accelerator pedal. Unlike other recalls, which can be fixed with a software update, this issue needs a physical repair. Tesla says the pedal could dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Does your bank keep rewards just out of reach? Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. While some banks save their reward programs for a select few, here at Fisher National, we offer free rewards checking to all of our customers. We are trying to reward you for the things you do every day. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive a statement electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's as easy as that. Rewards checking includes excellent 2.0 annual percentage yield for balances up to $20,000 and ATM refunds up to $20. Oh, and no minimum balances required. Free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Rewards within reach and service beyond. See monthly requirements at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches today. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
We have a Stever. It's from one of our really, really good, wonderful places called Interstate Batteries. Mm-hmm. And if you've not had a new car battery, truck, van battery in 4 years, Interstate says you need one. They're outrageously dependable. Mark Martinez does an outstanding job. His surveys on our Stever program are just wonderful.
Yeah.
And, he's the place to go. And sometimes you go and you buy wherever you buy your batteries. Sometimes they've been on the shelf for a while. You always check the date.
Yeah.
Interstate Batteries, I'll buy you a car battery, truck or van. It's a $150 voucher, which gets you a very nice battery.
And if you're in an older vehicle, you really have no clue about, you know, the battery life, or maybe you just inherited some secondhand car, you can have them put on their apparatus and test and make sure that, you know, you're getting what you need at 2504 North Madison Champaign.
All right. Again, if you are interested in the offer, it's a free battery. It is at text in battery to 217-359-2255. Or in 5 minutes, it'll be up at GoStever.com.
Awesome.
GoStever.com for Interstate Batteries.
If you haven't won this before. And they're a place for all kinds of different batteries, too. Even a hearing aid battery or cell phone or, you know, all these kind of odd items. Of course, if you have a golf cart, too, they can take care of you at Interstate Batteries.
All right. So some news, sports news. Dre Brown will be director of player personnel.
Yes.
I think Dre is a former Illini.
He's a running back.
Former running back and just an outstanding human being. Mm-hmm. He and his lovely wife are coming back. He left Illinois, went to Notre Dame, was doing some great work for the Irish, and now has come back to Illinois. So I'm excited about Dre Brown. We know him pretty well, and he'll be great. And
yep.
he was the guy that, if you remember, he had a lot of injuries with his knees and just fought back. And then if you remember, a number of years ago, we beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin was ranked number 6. And what's the guy's name? The running back for the Colts now. Taylor was a running back. Anyway, we beat them on a last-second field goal where the pile-up on the field goal kicker caused him to lose consciousness.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Dre made a run around the right end. And he just wouldn't go down. And it was a remarkable, like a 15, 20-yard run that set us up for that field goal. But Dre Brown is back as an Illini football coaching assistant.
Director of player personnel.
Yep.
That was announced yesterday about his returning to his roots. And he and his wife, Lindsay, are very excited to be part of the family.
Well, I remember when they were dating. I remember Lindsay and Dre. Just great, great couple, great people. All right. So other news. Will Orlando Antigua come back to Illinois as an assistant basketball coach? He was with Cal, John Calipari, who went to Arkansas. Chin was with us as well, and both Orlando and Chin went down with Calipari to Lexington, and Chin's down in Arkansas. We thought that Orlando was going, but no. Is he staying with the Kentucky Wildcats? No. So here's a high-level, I recruited Kofi Coburn, Andre Felice, Andre Curbelo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Andre Curbelo was a freshman? He was all world?
Yeah.
I think it timed out when Orlando left. Andre's game kind of left.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think there's a relationship there. Anyway, Orlando Antigua, could he be coming back? I'm hearing strong rumors. And if that happens, he can bring Boogie Flan, Jonnell Bland.
Okay.
Look him up. When was the last time Illinois had a Boogie Flan? Based on what I've done this morning, never. He's 6'2". And he's a one and done.
Is that right?
He might be better than Io now.
Oh my goodness!
No, he's a
five star recruit.
No, he's the best. He's 18 in a country, but I'm surprised. Seriously, based on the reel I saw.
Yeah.
I guess you need a year just
his
to kind
real of, name is John Ewell. I was like
John L. Maybe John
yeah.
Ewell.
They call him Boogie.
They call him Boogie Flan.
I mean, we can remember that.
But anyway, would Orlando? I think he recruited Boogie Flan. Anyway, could be a connection there. So the bottom line is, if we get Orlando Antigua, his connections everywhere, and he could maybe bring in a couple more of the portal guys. And we've already done well, so maybe it gets better, and we'll see. I think if something happens, I think it's in the next few days.
Okay.
We'll see. Brother Johnny's jumping on. He's our Friday regular. We formerly had Johnny on with Coach Mike Ditka.
Yes.
Coach is not in great health. We miss him. But we'll be right back with that. It's Friday, April 19, ESPN 93.5. It's coming up on 729. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At Two Men and a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. Two Men and a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomenandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Israel's limited military response to Iran's drone and missile attack last weekend targets an airbase in central Iran. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States was not involved in any offensive operation.
We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating, to bring this tension to a close.
Fox confirms the Biden administration was notified before the strike. A package of foreign military aid bills advances through the House Rules Committee.
A series of Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid bills could be voted on separately by this weekend. That would total $95 billion if all are passed, with some Republicans pushing to kill a procedural vote known as the rule to keep it from even making it to the floor. Democrats are thinking about stepping in.
Fox's Ryan Smells in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Ramps to and from westbound I-74 at University Avenue and Route 150 in Urbana closed. Those closures necessary for rehabilitation of the University Avenue ramp bridge over I-74. Project will reduce westbound I-74 to one lane at the interchange. Work expected to last until August. Illinois State Police reminding teens statewide to celebrate prom and the upcoming graduation season responsibly. Last year, the Department of Transportation reporting over 840 high school age teens injured in crashes during the prom and graduation season between April 16th to May 31st. A decades-old decision, a step closer to having an outcome in Champaign County. Wednesday, Savoy Board of Trustees approved an agreement giving the village more than $860,000 in county funds. They want to use the money to convert the train crossing at Curtis Road and Dunlap Avenue into a viaduct so cars can pass under the tracks. That means long waits for the trains could be over. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. We check weather brought to you by Carl.
Reminding you to monitor your skin. If you notice any changes, you can reach out at carl.org/skincancer.
Weather overnight, not a lot of rain, but boy, was it blowing around.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Vanavis Saturday. Yeah, things a little on the active and roughed up side, severe weather side of the ledger yesterday, late afternoon and evening time, especially west towards McLean County and south of Champaign County, Lake Shelbyville area, but none of that expected around here for the weekend. Cool weather expected by and large, and a couple of smaller rain chances due in for early and late next week. No rain today, partly sunny skies develop, 58 for the state. Northwesterly breeze. Cloudiness lingers tonight down to 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cool and 53. Average high this time of the year, by the way, at about 65. Northwest wind 12 to 22 and gusty. Frost patch tomorrow night late, low down to 36. And some patchy frost here early in the day Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. We'll jump into the mid 60s Monday, Tuesday, late Monday into Tuesday. A couple of showers around. Back to cooler weather with upper 50s and lower 60s Wednesday and Thursday. Another small chance of rain for late next week with temperatures again seasonal and lower in mid 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Just Greg Solier.
All right, again, if you want to get a Interstate battery, it's now at GhostStever.com, GhostStever.com, and you can get a new battery from me, and I'll buy it. GhostStever.com to enter ESPN 93.5, where it is Friday. Brother Johnny jumps on from New Orleans. We're talking Illinois basketball. We got four new players in the portal.
Okay.
And I think feels like we got a little more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kid who I just learned about this morning because I was looking up John Calipari at Kentucky, who took the Arkansas job, but Orlando Antigua is unemployed, and he's one of the assistants we had that recruited Kofi Coburn, among others.
Yep.
And he's available, I think, And if it'll take a lot of money to bring an assistant like that here, but Josh Whitman, I'm sure, can get it done if he wants to. We'll see what happens with that news, because that could – I looked up a guy named Boogie Fland, John L. or J-O-H-N-U-A-L or something, yeah. Fland, F-L-A-N-D, and he's a five-star guard, Johnny. And I looked at his reel this morning. I'm going, maybe 1 year here, but I don't think any more than 1 year here, because he looks like an NBA player to
right.
me.
Right. He is cut and fit.
But,
and
Johnny, he can – Allen Iverson? No, he's bigger than Allen Iverson. He's 6'2", but – unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got...
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to that Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
we go.
Yeah, once you do one of those, you kind of want to do more. And
yeah, right.
But it's kind of fun, because with the Elite Eight run, obviously we're higher visibility, and I think we're obviously getting a lot of people interested in us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
no, that's
fun.
Great.
Yeah. No,
I like it. Brad's got to get to work, man. He can't rest on his laurels.
No. Well, in our football game, we got the spring game tomorrow at 1.
Johnny started a spring game. He started a spring football game at the University of Illinois.
Okay, then.
You remember that?
Yeah. As W would say, that information is accurate. So.
Okay, then.
You started a spring football game, Brother Johnny, at wide receiver for the University of Illinois.
Well, part of the 100th anniversary.
To be honest, just because, and it was great. I had earned that spot because I was the best available. There were 9 receivers on some sort of injury deal, and they didn't want.
Well,
now that doesn't take anything away from my 2 receptions. So
yeah, he caught 2 balls. Come on, man! Come on, man! No, that's awesome. Well, when I first became a general manager, I was the 8th choice.
Okay.
So I,
yeah.
Hey, you walk humbly with your God. Who cares? I don't care.
Exactly.
Whatever.
I got the tap.
That's
all
exactly
good.
Right. Anyway, Johnny, Brother Johnny, New Orleans. Overnight, Israel hit some military installations in Iran. Didn't do much. Send a message saying, you want to play? I can go anywhere I want, anytime I want. And militarily, way more powerful than Iran. They're downplaying it, of course, but I think the goal was to de-escalate, which I'm all for. But, yeah, so that's news overnight while you slept.
Well, it's also, they had to do something, and everybody was worried about what that was going to be. So if Iran just cools their jets, we go on.
Yeah, go on, and nothing much changes. They want, you know, they want Israel gone. It's essentially their goal. But
well, yeah, that's the thing.
And there's you know, we've had these crazy protests and things, just flat out, we hate the Jews. Like, we've never been that forward about this, have we, in the modern time?
Yeah, I don't think it's a lot of people, but it's more than I would have expected. And, of course, for some reason, our media loves that. They just want to just stir that up and get everybody kind of, let's get yelling at each other over that. You know, it's never ending.
Well, as an example of numbers, they arrested people in New York, 108.
Okay.
So there's 7.5 billion people on Earth.
Well, and again, you see all the footage of what's happening on the bridges and things like that, and blocking traffic, which I heard this morning that they're going to offer some of these drivers reparations. And who pays for that?
Offer who?
The people that were on the bridge because they were held up in traffic.
Where are
we
here? Johnny, this leads into this. This is another thing. Where are we in America when a protester blocks the Golden Gate Bridge, cements himself with a chain on a car? He cements himself on a chain and is holding a rod, a pole, that they have to cut off with some incredible machine. And the police officer is being unbelievable. He's going, okay, let go of the bar. Let go of the bar and go, no, my hand hurts. My arm hurts. My arm hurts. And so what you see forward in this day we're living in, they'll sue the police department, get some sort of settlement. I mean, come on.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, that's on us. If we're going to get to that point, that's because we've deliberately capitulated on any principle or character we might have once had.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't even hold it against the idiot who did that. It's like, he should just be highly reprimanded, prosecuted, and do whatever that would
and
that would.
There's the Ditka
require.
Statement: you get what you tolerate.
You get what you tolerate.
Yes.
Great, Mike Ditka.
Yep.
Get what. And when we tolerate that, I mean, a guy 15 years ago police officer in Chicago told me no one will chase anybody anymore because we'll tackle them. They'll hurt their shoulder. They'll sue the city, and the city will settle. And that's that. It's just
well. And speaking
well, you
of
can't
this,
enforce the law with those kind of restrictions. And of course, people, you know, people will push till they get stopped. Some the bad guys, especially. And so, if you don't stop them, they'll push further and further. That's why we're having pretty high crime levels right now.
Yeah.
And so that won't get any better unless we change what we're doing.
We had a text in about Riley Gaines speaking on the University of Illinois campus yesterday. Did you have an opportunity to talk with her yesterday?
I did not.
Okay.
You know what happened is we were going to talk to Riley Gaines, Johnny, and they were communicating
she
with me.
She was the swimmer.
Swimmer that lost the Leah Thomas.
Oh, no, I know all
okay.
about
okay. All right. So I they sent me back and forth, and then they sent the form a form of saying, here's how you introduce her. Here's how it went to spam. The form went to spam. I responded back to them. He said, you've got to respond to the form. You lost your window.
Oh.
So I said, okay.
Oh, it wasn't really their form?
It was a form. Yes, it was their form, but it kicked into my spam because
right.
it was a form.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I didn't see the form. And once I saw it, I said, I'm good to go. Give me another time. Nothing. So it's okay. I was just going to say.
I wonder how it went yesterday for her.
Well, you can talk to her on the phone from, you know, wherever she is.
Right.
So maybe just get her on. She'd be interesting to talk to because she won, for someone who doesn't know who she is, she won the women's championship in her swim stroke, which I forget what it was. But the guy who was the 464th ranked man became a woman and broke every record in the book. And she actually tied him. That's what really frustrates me, is he didn't even beat her. But they, and you know how the swim goes to the hundredth of a second?
Yep.
Well, they tied. And he was awarded the trophy. And they told her, well, we need the photo ops and everything else, and we only have one trophy. And then, this what gets me, and I've said it before, but he goes into the girls' locker room afterwards, you know, the winner, the champ, and all the girls have to pretend he's a girl.
It's Leah
Thompson.
Leah Thompson? Thomas.
Thomas, sorry.
Yeah.
And I think it was at Penn. And that was it for her when they had, that was humiliating. First of all, losing the trophy, but humiliating with this guy in the locker room.
No, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable what we're doing.
And by the way, she'll point out that he didn't look like a girl in the locker room, if you know what I mean.
Man.
So it's like, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
No,
that is beyond the pale. And I should think we would hear more pushback from the Republican side on stuff like that, because it's so egregious, and it's so, how many people would probably agree the guys should stay off the girls' team? Probably.
But we don't. I don't have a problem if you have a transgender heat. I don't care if they swim with the same.
Just your own category.
Yeah, have your own area. That's fine with me. But you can't take. I'm taken back by the 55-year effort we've had for Title IX mm-hmm. to promote women's sports, and then all of a sudden.
No, and they're it's getting pushed back. Caitlin Clark had a lot to do with that being slowed. And it's all based on the fundamentally incorrect premise that a guy could be a girl. It's just a matter of choice. That isn't true.
No.
And there are certain physical attributes men have that give them an advantage over women. And
no, I thought we were going by. I thought we were going by the science. No, I guess not. So,
well, depends, I guess.
On it, yeah. Right. Okay, it's Brother Johnny on the Tavern's Towing phone line from New Orleans this morning on ESPN 93.5. It's 7:43. We have our, as mentioned, spring football game tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got baseball. We
right.
got golf.
Right.
Golf series.
Golf
Mike Small's golf team
yep.
is at the University of Illinois Atkins Atkins Club.
Yes.
It's,
that's great.
Former, yeah, I mean, you get to see our
Stone
team.
Creek. Yeah.
Man, they're good. Johnny, mm-hmm. Scotty Scheffler, the Masters, and just an amazing human. I mean, the guy is a really, really good. He's a strong faith. And just he talked to his wife, who's about to have their first baby, before the final day, the fourth day.
Yep.
And his wife said, doesn't matter if you win. Doesn't matter if you lose. You're good. And it's that peace.
Yep.
That's the peace we're talking about. With our Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
so
Well, he sure makes it look easy. I might go have to try it again.
There was a bunch of golfers on the driving range trying to do his footwork. If you saw his footwork, Scottie Scheffler, the greatest golfer in the world right now, his footwork is something you see on the range and say, okay, let's try something because that's not going to work. Believe me, your footwork is a disaster. Let's go to work on it. He has a coach he picked up when he was like 7 years old, same coach for 20 years, and he didn't change him because no coach would look at those feet and say, we got to be more stable. It's amazing. It's kind of the Bubba Watson look when he swings a little bit.
Well, how about Jim Furyk's swing?
So, oh, man.
It's really, there's a certain general, I think, group of things to do that are right, but all you have to do is the same thing over and over. No matter what you're doing, if you can repeat it, then you got something because you can just keep doing that. That's real hard to do.
Well, and you're, one of the great quotes of Brother Johnny is that you have the snowflake swing.
That's correct. No two alike.
Okay. Gotcha.
No two alike. That's exactly right. It's what we all struggle with sometimes. Okay. Well, it's a dizzying time here with all the world events and everything going on, the election. Donald Trump's stuck in courtrooms for the foreseeable future. And he went to this bodega the other day, and there was crowd chanting four more years in
mm-hmm. In New York,
deep,
in
deep blue,
yeah,
deep blue, four more years. Mm-hmm. And I think he felt a little taken back. I think he was a little surprised by all that. Then they flash over to Joe Biden. He also goes to a fast food place when Donald Trump went to Chick-fil-A, but he was hugging him. And Donald Trump goes, Joe Biden goes in, and his handler saying, "Stay back, stay back, stay back."
Okay.
We've seen that before. We'll just see how it shakes out. And I honestly don't think Trump not being on the trail hurts him as much as it would anyone else.
Yeah, true.
Because he's just there, and they keep trying to get to stomp him down to get rid of him. He's in the news, Steve. He may be in court, but he's in the news
every day. What I mean, legitimately, does he have 100%? Name and I'd say face recognition. Does everybody know who the guy is?
Pretty much.
Or at least have seen him before?
Mm-hmm.
No, not 100%.
You don't think?
You can't have 100%. No. Okay.
No, well, there's just no such thing as 100%. There's somebody.
But he's as high as a man in the world could be known. He's number one, is he not?
Well, in the world, there's nowhere near 100%. But in America,
he's the most visible. But he's the most visible man in the world for.
Yes.
Okay. And who would be the number one woman?
Well, Taylor Swift. And I mean, last night was Fortnite was released and all this hubbub about her new material.
Would Taylor Swift be the number one most recognized female in the world?
I mean, it's only guessing, but she's got to be up there. Who else can compete with her?
I know.
Believe it or not, Hillary Clinton's pretty well known around.
Yeah, you're right.
But Taylor right now is the current rage, and I'm sure her name recognition is just through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it really doesn't mean anything, Steve. Go back to what does, and that is your face.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. That's
just
right.
Focus on that.
Last thing, I had a weird flash of thought last night, and I was
this could be bad.
I was not a Bill and Hillary Clinton fan, but would Hillary have been better than Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Oh my!
I believe so.
Oh my! I see. That's why it came to my.
Yeah, because Barack Obama was a pretty efficient and very effective in what he wanted to do, and what he wanted to do was pretty progressive. And Hillary was maybe as progressive, but much more political. She wanted to be liked more, and was probably not going to get as much through as Barack Obama did.
The beginning of a whole bunch of crazy started, I think, with Barack Obama. So
well, he just got a lot done that was the progressive, you know, checklist. But I disagree with a lot of it, and it's made this world a little bit different, and I think less safe. So I just don't think his policies were what we wanted to do.
Well, when he said change is coming
from... Like Obamacare, see, Obamacare, all we're turning into a nation of health. I think we're all going to end up with a little hut by a health care operation somewhere.
Yeah.
There's nothing but health care places going up.
Yeah.
And that's from money pouring in from the new regime, which really had the effect of driving premiums, which were supposed to reduce $2,500 a year,
mm-hmm.
which they told us later, well, we had to say that or it wouldn't have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's up $10,000 a year on average on premiums for insurance. So the money's just going to health care. And then the baby boomers are getting older, so there is more of a need. But I thought that Obamacare bill was pretty much a disaster.
Well, they forced that, too, on a Friday night with no Republican votes. I remember all that. But remember
what
you said?
Well, they also didn't use the filibuster, I think. They broke the rules to do it.
Hmm. I remember when he said change is coming to America. He's right. He was right.
Yeah.
Change is coming to America. So,
but that's one example of something I think was a wrong step in the wrong direction. There's a lot of people that benefit from Obamacare. There are. But there's more people without insurance now, because that was the whole thing. We have to insure everybody, mm-hmm. than there were before.
Yeah.
And the money it costs is absolutely staggering. You can pay $12,000 a year in premium, Diane, and that doesn't count your $5,000 deductible.
No, right. Actually, yeah. $7,000.
So what kind of insurance is that if you're making $65,000 a year?
Just such a dynamic speaker back then.
He had wonderful timbre in his sound. Remember, he made the speech in 2004, and that was his launch for the 2008, there's no doubt. But I remember I had him on the radio as a senator. I said, Senator, you've been in office 100 days, and they're talking about you running for president. And he said, I'm just trying to find the bathroom around here. That's,
exactly.
Look, he was way more likable than Hillary.
Right.
Yeah. No. Right. Sure. No. True. That's why I couldn't.
And we were all getting behind it. I just felt like that was a wave of optimism.
We were all hoping for a moderate, but the first move he'd said is gave it to Nancy Pelosi to figure it out. He didn't do it.
No, and he seemed moderate. You know, he seemed reasonable. He was great. A great guy to have as a kind of a symbolic leader, but again, it was what he actually
ambassador.
I'll never forget when I heard Michelle Obama say the first time she's ever been proud of our country is when Barack ran for president. I said, "Well, your brother has a high D1 head basketball coach." I mean, she wasn't proud of that moment. I mean, so that bothered me. I said, "Man, maybe Michelle's very, very left." But anyway. Brother Johnny, New Orleans, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for being on the radio and spending time with us from the big city.
Well, it's great to check into Central Illinois. And,
when are you coming? The people wonder when you're coming.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll send you a picture, and you'll see from my hair. I got to get up there.
Kathleen cuts his hair.
I see.
He's the only one, so we've got to get up here for the haircut.
Well, we've got Unity's doing Sound of Music this weekend. I know my sister Jean was Liesl, the one who had the love in the garden, and she was a teenager, and, you know, the parents didn't realize.
You are 16.
Yes,
going on
that
17.
One. Yeah, so it'll be at Polly Anderson Auditorium, so it's just fun to have all these spring musicals coming out, and this weekend hope to be a part of that. I know they inducted the Unity Hall of Fame and all of that yesterday with the Honor Society, and you Catchetarian brothers are part of that history. Go Rockets!
Well, I'll tell you, it's an honor, and I do remember the musicals, Diane. We had a good time.
Johnny had some great roles.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie J was the king in The King and I.
I know.
And Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
You were Harold Hill and Music Man, man. That was awesome. And Johnny can still do
can
that.
Can you do a little Music Man for us, Johnny?
Johnny can do it. Well, you got Trouble thing. He's really good at it.
Right here in River City, watch your mobility player. Turn in my 85 state. I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider the hours I spend with the cue in my hand and gold and held horse and school at Nikina. And so on and so forth.
That's been fun. 50 years ago.
No, I can do the whole thing, believe it or not. I don't know how you keep something like that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I can remember that.
That's right.
That's so good. All right, Johnny, have a great weekend.
Thanks, kid.
Thank you. That's Brother Johnny in New Orleans.
I think it's the time of our life. Our brain just remembers more in those late teenage, early 20 years.
We remember the 1970s more than we do this week.
Right.
It is interesting. Uh-huh. Weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
And they remind you, home improvement projects this spring or getting a new door. You can assess your projects and see how you can fit in, Kramer. KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois.
Champaign event and vicinity, and a coolish spell of weather ahead for the weekend, but largely, if not completely, dry weather coming off the scattering of shower and thunderstorm activity. Yeah, got a little vigorous west and south of Champaign and Champaign County yesterday, late afternoon and into the evening hours. None of that foreseen anytime soon again. Partly sunny skies up to 58 this afternoon with a northwest breeze 12 to 24 and gusty. Considerable cloudiness for tonight down to 39. North-northwesterly winds continue on. And another partly cloudy, cool day's worth of weather tomorrow. Northwesterly breezes, highs just to about 53 degrees. That's better than 10 below average. Some patchy frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36. And some patchy frost start the day off on Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. We'll moderate to 65 on Monday. Maybe a couple of showers around late Monday night and Tuesday at 64. Dry weather Wednesday, Thursday, good part of Friday. Highs upper 50s Wednesday, low to mid 60s Thursday and Friday. And a chance for rain again late next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. Basketball star Luke Goody on why he chose Pacifica on Green as his place to live next year.
I chose this place because of the great management. Lisa does a great job and takes care of all the people that live here, regardless of who it is. The rooms are great. All the amenities are great as well, and it just feels like a family atmosphere around here.
Should other students tour at Pacifica on Green?
Whenever they can get in here, they need to, because it's great to see, and it offers a lot of great things that other places don't.
Book a tour at PacificaOnGreen.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
All right, the price of dating. Stand by. We got okay. The price of dating.
Oh, boy.
We'll do that next. We'll break for the news and come back. Our Stever offer is a free battery from Interstate Batteries, $150 voucher.
Excellent.
Go to Stever.com. Go to Stever.com. You can enter to win. You get an email after 8 tonight if you're one of our winners.
See you Autism Network's Walk and Resource Fair tomorrow, 11:30 to 2:30. Join me at the Savoy Rec Center, Jets Pizza, doing some free samples.
Awesome. We'll go to the news next. ESPN 93.5, 7:58.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your 2-gear boxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Too. Tim Onstott, Yale Frerichs Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist.
free tomato plants. For over four decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to two free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition for the 42nd year. To get your two free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or 301 West Springfield Avenue, Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.